and good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Jeanette Farah to talk about the Sitka Children's Museum, which is all set to have its grand opening on January 13th. Welcome to Morning Edition, Jeanette.
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
Well, this Sitka Children's Museum is your brainchild.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
is. Can we talk a little bit about, you know, what inspired you to start a children's museum here in Sitka?
Well, first of all, I am new to Sitka. This is my second winter here, and I just feel so comfortable and welcomed here in Sitka. And another thing that I'm really feel passionate about is pretend playing kids. I have two kids of my own, and I just see how important it is. Pretend play, it helps the kids with imagination and language skills and develops fine motor skills. So I just wanted to, just bring it together, something that I love and that I think it's necessary.
So you just saw a lack here. There's no children's museum. Mm-hmm. Decided, you know what, I'm going to start one.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And I just feel comfortable to do that. I used to live in Connecticut and they have a lot of children's museum there. And I just like to spend time there with my kids and watch them play and but also meet my friends there and maybe meet new moms. And I approached Roger Schmidt from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And he felt really that is a need out there as well. And he just saw the importance of pretend play. And he went ahead and gave me a room to start with.
So it's become a program under the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And mm-hmm. you're located in the Yaw Building on the Fine Arts Campus. Yeah. Before we go any further, how about we talk a little bit about what a children's museum is? How is it different from a regular museum?
A children's museum is a place where a kid can come and touch and explore and just kind of pretend whoever they want to be and what they want to do. It's a great place where they can spend quality time with their favorite grown-ups and just kind of do role plays or, you know, just being watched playing. And because I think it's important for them to discover that they can be whoever they want to be when they do pretend play and just kind of also learn to be in somebody else's shoes for once and just do something different.
So you decided to start a children's museum. Mm-hmm. Roger Schmidt offered some space for you. Then what were your next steps?
And then I'm a crafter by heart. That's what I like to do. And I met a lot of wonderful creative people already here in Sitka. So I started asking them for help. I have Matt that built me a pretend car so the kids can go to a pretend rides through the museum. And I had some quilt ladies, making me quilts and little doll blankets and all kinds of things. And I went to a lot of garage sales where I met nice people and I got donations for it. So it's kind of like a community effort.
And I imagine it's still evolving. So are you mm-hmm. still looking for people to help build exhibits, to donate materials? What do you need from the community to make this happen the way you envision it?
Yeah, I definitely would need help. We have a movie night coming up. I need help with that. We have a bake sale and just help setting up. And then I also will have kind of guests coming by if they, you know, if you feel like want to read 10 minutes, 15 minutes to a group of kids. I have a pretend classroom. Maybe that would be fun. Or just kind of show and tell if you feel like you have a great profession that you can just kind of show them what you do. It can be very simple. Just kind of, you know, kind of show and tell of your profession or your hobby that you like to do.
So opening day is January 13th. Would you mind giving us a little walkthrough right now of what is in the Children's Museum, what it looks like?
Oh, okay, sure, yes. I'm not going to give everything away, okay. But just a little bit. So I have, like, different sections. So when you come in, there is, like, a little pretend classroom. And then I have also a little, hospital/veterinary station that, you can go for a health checkup or they have animals that need rescuing, and then I also have a house and a pretend store and a little farm. And what I really try to do is to like incorporate more like old-fashioned things, like they have like rotary phones or just kind of like old-fashioned, and everything is very hands-on. I want them to touch and explore and, yeah, just use whatever they see.
So what's your long-term vision for the museum? What would you love to see in there?
Well, right now, I'm really grateful that I have a space. It's a little small on the smaller side, so it's really kind of like basic pretend. But in the longer vision, I would love to see a bigger space, and I can incorporate more ages. I also really would like to incorporate more like the typical from Sitka items, like maybe like a fishing boat or, or I also would like to have more, maybe something more like totem poles that they can actually touch and use and play with, or I don't know. There's many things that we can, you know, make happening.
And anyone who has their own visions can contact you and talk about how you might work together.
Yeah, that'd be great. I have a Facebook page. It's Sitka Children's Museum. Or then you can also call me at 203-843-8866. Or then just call the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. They can always get a hold of me.
Okay, so let's talk about the grand opening on the 13th. What's that going to look like? When? And what should people expect?
The opening is on Wednesday. It's at 9 o'clock. We'll be actually opening Wednesdays, Thursdays, Friday from 9 to noon, and then Saturdays from 9 to 4. And but really before that, we actually have a movie night that is coming up January 9th.
Okay, let's talk about the movie night. What's showing?
The movie night is in the Rasmussen Building, also on the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And it's located in that gray building where the preschools are. Mm-hmm. And we will be showing the Gruffalo and the Gruffalo's Child. They're just like 30 minutes each, and based on Julia Donaldson's books that I think, you know, a lot of kids of all ages will like. So we will show one movie, and then we have intermission with plays and crafts and bake sale. And then we show the other movie, and then we're going to go over and have just a tiny little sneak peek of the museum.
Okay, wonderful. So again, what's the number people can call to help out?
Yeah, thank you, 203-843-8866.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much. And I hope you can show me and spend some time with us, or you can just come in and peek.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Well, we've been speaking with Jeanette Farah. She's opening a Sitka Children's Museum. Grand opening is January 13th, and there's a movie night on January 9th.